Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Clifford Gross, who's Executive Chairman at Tech Capital. How are you today, Clifford?
I am well. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing fine. We're near the end of the lockdown, I believe, over here in the UK, but we'll see how we do as far as this interview is concerned. You were speaking on the day of your final results, and a lot of information to gather for retail investors and others. What for you are the highlights of today's update?
Well, it was quite a good year, 2019 for us. Our net assets increased by about 40% to a record level of just over $22.2 million. And that's an NAV per share of about 35 cents, which is also a record, up 5 cents per share from the previous year. Our total revenue was about $7.7 million, which was up from $6.83 million. And that consists of revenue from services of $1.2 million, which is a 15% year-over-year increase, and a $6.5 million gain on the value of our portfolio. Before-tax profit was $5.5 million versus $4.5 million last year. Additionally, we were able to reduce our operating expenses during that period by 7% as well compared to the prior year. So the company is very tightly run. The financial performance was good. And perhaps most importantly, there's been very promising developments in four of our portfolio companies, Lucid, Guidant, Solaris, and Bellascura.
Right, I just want to go back a little bit because as you may remember, I've interviewed you several times over the last few years, and I think you're at a different stage now, and I think a happier stage and a better stage than you were the last time I spoke. There's now revenues in the picture. You've got more, let's say, assets in your portfolio. I think before you were developing, let's say, very early stage assets and looking to build them up. Now you seem to have several very exciting and, let's say, maybe, you know, world-beating assets. What is the main focus that you think investors should be looking at? Because things can tend to get sort of diluted looking at the different prongs in your business.
Well, we do two things. We commercialize university discoveries, and we do that for our customers who are universities. We help them identify promising technologies and for corporates. And then we also cherry-pick technologies from our large university ecosystem, which is about 4,500 institutions, which we then seek to set up portfolio companies around to enable those companies to bring those technologies to market. So we have a portfolio of companies as a result of those efforts, which began about 4 years ago with Bellascura, which is the oldest portfolio company we have in our portfolio. The other three portfolio companies are under 2 years old each, most of them about a year and a half old. And they're all showing quite good progress. What the portfolio companies have in common, aside from what we believe to be compelling intellectual capital, they have capable management teams, some of whom have quite serious prior experience at multi-billion dollar companies. And they also all address the concept of improving the quality of life for their customers by either improving the safety profile of products that they're using or improving the ability to avoid serious injury or harm or disease. And so there's an ileomocenary aspect across the portfolio, which we're very keen to bring to the fore. Our operating mission is to increase our net assets and returns on invested capital, but we want to do it in a way that's socially responsible with portfolio companies that could possibly make a dent in some of the largest problems that are facing the society, like cardiovascular disease, where Solaris comes in. They have a salt product, patented process that tastes just like salt because it is, but it has about 50% less sodium because the crystals are much smaller, so you need to use less to produce the same salty sensation. So that company has wonderful technology, has a very capable team. The CEO, Victor Manzanilla, had a 12-year career prior to joining the company with Procter & Gamble. And there is a very experienced board in the snack food and packaged food industry. So we think that company is making great strides. They've gone into production last year with Microsalt, which is the trademark name for their product. And they've recently launched a line of crisps that have full flavor. Can't distinguish them from the traditional full-flavored crisps, but they have 50 to 55% less sodium. And those are going into retail distribution this month with one of the largest natural food distribution companies in the U.S. So Solaris is making great strides. Belascura also is coming into its own. They have been working on developing a portable oxygen concentrator, and they've produced the initial product, and it's before the FDA, where they're seeking 510K clearance, which they're anticipating receiving by the end of H1, and that will enable them to be able to immediately start to sell their product, go into manufacturing and sell their product. So we're very excited about Belascura, not just because the product addresses a very large problem, which is COPD and chronic emphysema, of which approximately 250 million people in the world suffer from. But the as a result of the COVID-19 problem, a number of studies have shown that people who are recovered from COVID-19 may have some lung scarring, which will require them to avail themselves of supplemental oxygen. So as a result, the market for portable oxygen concentrators, which is already quite large, over $1 billion a year, is anticipated to grow at an even larger pace than it has been growing at. And it's one of the fastest growing segments in the medical device industry.
Yeah, I mean, so, that was the point I wanted to pick. That was the point I wanted to pick up on, because I remember you talking about that before, maybe a couple of years back, and it was, something which was, it's a very valid and very obviously a very important market. But clearly now it's just totally coming into its own as one of the most important medical aspects, let's say, resulting from the COVID crisis. And it does underline that, let's say, you have different products, but given how the environment changes and the business world changes and technology changes, one thing can become much more important than the other. It's like a race where different products are sort of jockeying for position.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Our portfolio is small because we have four companies that are active right now, but it is diversified even though it is small. And we think that the products are very timely in each of those companies for somewhat different reasons. For Belascura, it's exactly as you have intimated it. The COVID-19 crisis has shown a bright light on respiratory products for obvious reasons. The other thing about the Belascura product that's very unique and covered by 17 patents is that it has a user-replaceable filter cartridge. It's called a sieve bed in the industry. And that's the cartridge that takes the regular surrounding air and filters out the nitrogen, so that the oxygen level in the air goes from around 20% to around 95%, which is a therapeutic dose. So normally, when somebody has COPD or chronic emphysema, as there's no cure for those diseases progress, and individuals who have them over time often require significantly more amounts of oxygen as the years transpire. So you may need 3 liters per minute today, but perhaps 5 liters per minute of supplemental oxygen in a year or two hence. And so normally what you would have to do is get a bigger unit, and they tend to be expensive, around $2,500. So with a replaceable filter cartridge, much like you would upgrade memory on a laptop, you could press a button. The user could press a button, pop out the cartridge, put in a higher capacity cartridge that will accommodate their increasing need for supplemental oxygen, and at a fraction of the cost of having to buy another unit. So from a larger perspective, what they're able to do when they get their clearance and are able to make and sell their product is they'll be able to reduce the cost of portable oxygen concentrators over the lifetime of the patient in a very substantial way, and nobody has done that. And so we think Belscure is exquisitely well positioned in the current climate and post the COVID-19 era to provide a world-class, highly competitive, feature-rich portable oxygen concentrator. In the case of, please go ahead.
No, I mean, all right. So I just wanted to just, I mean, let's say that's the dish of the day at the moment, Belscure. As far as the other products in your portfolio, is it a case of developing them and finessing them, or is it a matter of you've basically done the dirty work, or the hard work, the heavy lifting, and really they're in a plateau phase? Where would you describe the situation at the moment?
Well, Solaris is already in production. They've produced thousands of pounds of Microsalt. They have engaged their first couple of B2B customers, which are snack food companies that want to use Microsalt because it reduces the sodium without affecting the flavor. So they're already customer-facing and generating sales, and will generate more sales as the year transpires. In the case of Lucid, they've been selling, they were the first company to sell prescription Bluetooth-enabled glasses that allow you to listen to music, answer your phone, talk with Siri or Google Voice, and if you're using an Android phone, Alexa, all through your glasses. And they've been selling glasses for about a year, and they've come up with several different improvements in that period of time. And their latest version, Loud 3.0, just was accepted on Walmart.com, and they're selling it on Amazon as well. And so they're making progress and making sales as we speak. The only company in the portfolio, aside from Belscure, which is awaiting the 510K clearance, that doesn't have sales yet is Guidant, and they're still in the development stage, but at a pretty good level. Guidant makes software that enables you to improve the control and safety of autonomous vehicles and delivery drones, ground-based delivery drones. And they are building out their first system now to do that. It's a remote control monitoring system that will allow a remote operator to take over control of a delivery drone or a vehicle if it gets into an accident, because there may not be a driver in that vehicle. In the case of a delivery drone, there definitely won't be a driver in the vehicle. And this allows the human touch to enter into the picture remotely, survey the scene, call a first responder if necessary, look through the sensors of the vehicle and take the vehicle out of harm's way into a car park or elsewhere if it's in the flow of traffic, etc. And in the state of Florida, a couple months back, they passed a law legalizing autonomous vehicles and delivery drones, but requiring that they have remote monitoring and control. And so, again, there's no remote monitoring and control center in the state of Florida. And we believe that will be a commonplace in all jurisdictions that allow remote monitor, that allow autonomous vehicles to operate. There will need to be a remote monitoring system set up that could, you know, alert first responders and assist the vehicle in the case of an accident or a mishap.
Okay, finally, so finally, that's the story. Yeah. Now that's I think that's sounds like a very sort of sci-fi type of development there. Just a final question. You've got these, as I said, these major parts of your business up and running, and they're developing. Are you always on the lookout for new things, or are you at the moment just going to stay roughly as you are?
Well, we're focused on making sure, to the best of our abilities, that the four portfolio companies that are active now have as much of a competitive advantage as possible. So we've been acquiring and developing additional intellectual properties for these portfolio companies, with these portfolio companies, and leveraging our university network to do so. and we'll continue to do that. So we're doing ongoing acquisitions of IP, but we're focused on helping these portfolio companies first and foremost before we establish another one.
Clifford Gross, Executive Chairman at Tech Capital, thank you very much indeed.
Jack, it's always a pleasure, and please stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.